Eisner has just read a script for Rapunzel. Someone told me a woman with long hair is old-fashioned, Eisner says. That's why this has to be a legally blonde-type comedy, replies Mary Jane Ruggles, another creative vice president. Sleeping Beauty was 1938, Eisner says. The ending was forced. Like Treasure Planet, it just ended. It wasn't funny or clever. Are you sure you can save this? Is Ice Queen better? You mean Snow Queen, Ruggles says. I love the Taming of the Shrew idea, Eisner says. Take Martha Stewart. She's tough, smart, a worthy adversary. If she was a doormat of a woman, no one would be after her. Marlo Thomas used to call me about marketing that girl. She said, if I was a man, I'd be president of the network. Eisner expresses some reservations about the team assigned to Snow Queen, then adds, John Lasseter, if we make a new deal with Pixar... Stainton jumps in, you mean when we make a new deal with Pixar? I said to John, you can have Snow Queen. He loved it. John said, I want to do a princess movie. Eisner asked for the Snow Queen synopsis. The Snow Queen is a terrible bitch, Ruggles says. When her suitors try to melt her heart, the Snow Queen freezes them. Each one should be a phony but different, Eisner says of the suitors. Then along comes a regular guy, Ruggles continues. This is perfect, Eisner exclaims. I'm afraid to hear more. The regular guy goes up there. He's not that great, but he's a good person. He starts to unfreeze her. She melts. It's great, Eisner says. Finally, we've had 20 meetings on this. We'll have a treatment in 2 weeks, Ruggles promises. Can we have this for 2006? Eisner asks. No way, Coates says. More ideas are tossed around. Frog Princess, Rumpelstiltskin, You Don't Know Jack About the Beanstalk, Hansel and Gretel, with a twist. The kids are obnoxious, the witch likable. Mother Goose, as a sassy Queen Latifah type, and something, maybe Aida, that would feature an African princess. Eisner worries that Aida is still too live-action. What's the Howard Ashman piece we can layer on? He asks, one of several times Ashman's name has come up in the meeting. This is good, Eisner concludes. A good start. He gets up to leave. I love Snow Queen. As the July release date of Pirates of the Caribbean approached, Eisner was clearly nervous. Disney had the opportunity to market a line of Pirates products. Depp, Rush, and Orlando Bloom had even been measured for pirate dolls based on their characters. But in the end, consumer products passed, in part on grounds that the plot was too convoluted for the film to be a hit. Much like Pearl Harbor, it had been a nearly constant battle to get Pirates to the screen, which wasn't all that surprising considering the stars and director were gleefully undermining Disney's straight-laced image right from the beginning. At Depp's insistence, the first table read of the script was held not at Disney's headquarters or at Bruckheimer's office, but in the windowless Viper Room in West Hollywood. The place was dimly lit and, even at 8:30 a.m., reeked of cigarettes and alcohol. The Disney executives looked uncomfortable, much to the delight.